My name is Katsia Aurelien, KetsiaAurelien. This dictation was done on September 26, 2022, for patient Marissa Fernandez, Marisa Fernandez, Fernandez, number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This CKD is likely related to autosomal PKD, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process, period. The kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 32 from 35, creatinine of 3.3 from 3.5, and GFR of 16 from 14, period. There is 1 plus proteinuria in the urinalysis. As well as 1 plus bacteriuria. There is also evidence of urine occult blood, 1 plus, with 3 RBCs, period. There is no available laboratory results available for calculation of proteinuria. However, the patient has prior evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 137 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 488 milligrams, period. The patient presents with pain, abdominal pain and bloatedness, and reports having this type of pain before in the past prior to having colon surgery, period. The pain is worse on the left flank and worsens with breathing. The only time she gets relief is when she is laying supine and does not move, period. She currently takes Tylenol arthritis and states nothing really helps improve the pain. She refuses any controlled recommendations such as Tylenol 3, period. She also reports constipation, which has started about 4 to 5 days ago, period. We encourage her to take daily stool softeners to improve the constipation, which may also aid in improvement of the pain, period. The recent CT of the abdomen reveals stable revealed similar results the prior studies, which reveals innumerable simple and intrinsically hyperattenuating cystic lesions. Period. The results of the CAT scan as well as the images were reviewed with the radiologist, Dr. Benny, to further assess if there were any large cysts that could potentially be drained, period. However, Dr. Benny states there's nothing that could be done at this time, and admits and reports that the CC of the abdomen is about the same as the prior one, period. There's not much that could be done at this time since the patient is refusing medication for the pain, period. We will continue to monitor, period. Physical examination reveals very large kidneys and abdominal tenderness, period. Next line, autosomal polycystic kidney disease. She is currently on Jynarque, J-Y-N-A-R-Q-U-E, to slow the progression of the disease, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 164/97, period. This elevation in blood pressure is related to the severe pain that the patient is currently experiencing, period. She is refusing any new medication for the pain, period. We recommend continuation of the current regimen and decreased sodium in the diet, period. She is euvolemic, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Continue with current regimen. Next line, GERD. Continue with famotidine. Next line, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Period. Next line, paroxysmal AFib on Eliquis. Next line, mitral valve prolapse. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 1 month with lab follow-up. End